With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At Arlington National Cemetery this Veterans Day, President Trump expressed his gratitude and shared his respect for all who have worn the nation's uniform.
On Veterans Day, we honor those who have worn the uniform, who have borne the battle, who have stood to watch, and whose ranks have formed the mighty wall of flesh and blood, bravery and devotion that has defended our freedom for 250 years.
The president told veterans the nation will never forget what they've done to, in his words, keep America safe, sovereign, and free. The Senate has voted 60-40 to end the longest-running government shutdown in U.S. history. We get more from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
On this vote, the ayes are 60, the nays are 40. The bill, as amended, is passed.
The shutdown could last a few more days as members of the House, which has been in recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation. President Donald Trump has signaled support for the bill, saying Monday that, quote, we're going to be opening our country very quickly. The Senate voted 47-53 along party lines not to extend Affordable Health Care Act subsidies for a year. Majority Republicans allowed the vote as part of a separate deal with Democrats to speed up votes and send the legislation to the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican strategist Aaron McGuire praises GOP leadership in both the House and Senate for remaining steadfast during the shutdown. She explained to the Salem Radio Network.
What we saw here was steady Republican leadership. Thune did not blink. Mike Johnson did not blink.
On Wall Street, it's been a mixed bag all day. Right now, the Dow is way up 519 points at this hour at 47,887. The Nasdaq struggling a bit, giving back some of yesterday's gains. It's down 58 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com. New York's next mayor is more than just a socialist.
Much has been made of Zoran Mamdani's radical economic plans and criticism of Israel, but on social issues, he is in step with the mainstream Democratic Party. Mamdani says he will establish an office of LGBT affairs in the city and will provide $65 million in taxpayer cash to provide children with sex change operations and hormone therapy. He is also vowing to go after pro-life pregnancy centers in New York and double taxpayer funding of abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida's attorney general has filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, arguing the organization is misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It is the latest legal challenge aimed at the drugs, which are now the most common way to terminate a pregnancy in the United States. Pro-life advocates have increasingly targeted the pills in the wake of the Supreme Court's ruling back in 2022, overturning Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Jason Walker reports on a growing number of lawsuits in Austin, Texas.
The families of some of the 27 girls who died in flooding in Texas July 4th are suing Camp Mystic and its owners. In separate suits filed Monday in Austin, the families allege camp operators failed to take necessary steps to protect their daughters as life-threatening floodwaters approached. Plaintiffs are seeking more than $1 million in damages. So far, no response from attorneys representing the camp. Jason Walker reporting.
The Federal Reserve out with some important information today. Its new report on stability. It's warning about elevated asset valuations. That means there could be something of a bubble that could pop sometime soon. It's also talking about rising leverage in the financial sector, something that could backfire. The report highlights AI-driven trading risks and short-term funding vulnerabilities. More from SRNews.com.